Question. How do both these desires reside in the same place? Swamiji, one desire you have held on to, and the other desire is there innately in us, self. Worldly desires you have grabbed on to, whereas desire for God, Supreme Consciousness, is in you, in yourself. The desire to remain alive forever, to have no lack of knowledge, ignorance remaining in us, and to remain ever and eternally happy at all times, these desires are of the self. Whereas desire for enjoyment of worldly pleasures are not desires of the self. The inspiration behind all desires is yourself. If you leave worldly desires, then they can never remain or last. That whose fulfillment is impossible should certainly be given up. The reason worldly desires are not fulfilled is because the world is not, and desire for God, Supreme Consciousness, is fulfilled because that Supreme Consciousness is. Worldly objects never remain forever. They are destroyed. But God, Supreme Consciousness, ever remains. From the Bhagavad Gita, Sadhak Sanjeevani, in English, page 1867, by Swami Ramsukhdas Ji.